What's up? What's up?
It's been a long time. Should have left you.
I forgot the rest of the lyrics. I was like trying to think of it in my head. And I was like, no. All I could remember was step two, step two, step two, step two. how you been?
Yeah, I've been good, trying to maintain just same shit, different day.
Right.
Just trying to, you know.
I should say, how do you feel now that school started?
It really hasn't really started for me because I only had one kid, so I've only been having one kid
all week. You only had one kid?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, so I've only had one kid.
I didn't realize this is the big brother program.
Right.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
It's a little girl, and she's out of
control. Hey, what's up, dudette?
Yeah, she's got so much energy, so you're like, can you just chill for a little bit?
It's just one of you. Chill out.
Yeah. She's like, let's go outside. Let's do this. Can I color? Oh, what game is this? Oh, let's do this. And I'm like, oh, like, come on.
Do whatever you want. It's just one of you. God, here.
Yeah, get
go watch face. An iPad. They stop talking to me like that.
Yeah, you better stop talking to me like that.
I'm going to deal with this.
And then her parents don't pick her up until like 5. So it's just like.
just so it's imagine. Like almost all day with her.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like.
Are you guys on remote learning?
No, we're in-house, but we didn't have school yesterday already, and I was like, you guys had school off for like 5 months, and y'all already taking school off for teacher work, you know. Right.
We had that, my kids only went to school for like 4 days for 2 weeks. This week was their first full week.
Oh, okay.
I was like, man. Do you guys even, like, go to school all the time or what?
Right. That must be nice.
Jeffco started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
2 weeks ago, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been in class. So we had, like, 3 first days. So they had their first day of school, which was, like, all remote learning. And then they had a soft start first day. And then they had their actual first day, like, in class.
Oh, nice.
So everyone's back over there. And then,
you know, I got to ask about your well-being, you know?
Yeah, no, I've been good. I took a break from Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And a couple people have, like, hit me up. So, like, I didn't delete it, but I haven't been on it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So, anytime, like, which sucks because there's times where, like, oh, yeah, like, join this contest. I'm like, okay, cool. And it, like, directs me to Instagram. I'm like, nope. So, I just, like, back out. So, like,
yeah.
I've seen, like, a couple people, like, text me, and they're like, hey, I saw you're on Instagram. I thought you, like, weren't on it. I was like, no, I wasn't on it. Like, as soon as it directed me there, like, I just, like, closed it out, and I was like, no, I'm not trying to, like, look at anything over there.
Yeah.
So I'll see you if, like, so I've already gotten, like, 7 DMs through Instagram, like, a day after, and I know they're probably asking, you good? Everything okay? And I'm like, bro, like, you have my number. Just, like, text me.
Right.
It makes no sense. So. Right. I was like, I'm not checking any of this until October. Well, so October 1st, I'll go back and look through everything and see what's up. But yeah, no, I've been good. Started working again. I'm at the school during the day, and then I'm at my other school. I keep forgetting. Fairmount.
Okay. That's through the Y, right?
Yeah. So I'm out there. We get 14 kids daily.
Really?
Yeah, and I got 3 staff, but it's
weird. You're the director?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you say you were doing part-time.
Yeah, I'm part-time director.
Oh.
So I'm only there in the afternoon. I'm not there in the morning.
Oh.
You
know I was there in the morning? Just some random?
Rachel.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. You're? No, I'm joking.
hey, if it was that, I'd be like, we need to have a talk. No, it's someone else. Yeah, so I have 3 staff. 2 of them two of them only come on certain days. One comes all the time, but not until like 4:13, 4:30. Mm-hmm. And the kids get out at like 3:25.
Oh, really?
So there's times like I could be there for like an hour by myself, which is fine because I can handle it, you know. But I'm like, I could really use like another like person here to just help me out get the door.
I know. But,
yeah. No, it's been easy. It's a cakewalk.
How's your well-being though? Like, how are you feeling mentally?
I'm good. Not really much. It's like I'm in a tough spot right now as far as like money goes, because like I'm working, but I can't claim unemployment, but I haven't gotten paid yet really.
Yeah.
You know, so I got like half a paycheck from the Y, and then like my first full paychecks are going to come at the end of the month.
Yeah.
But all my bills are like, yeah, they're kind of due. And I'm like, can you like push them back to the 30th? And they're like,
right.
I don't know if I could do that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. I've been like with you guys. Like even my car insurance. Like I told him, I was like, look, I paid half my car insurance, you know, and like my bill comes out. Yeah, well, they understand that. They're like, oh, yeah, he's a teacher. It's fine. You know, we'll
cut you some slack. It's a fucking pandemic. Like there's things that we can't really do right now that was normal.
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, look, I get paid on the 30th. Like I already paid you guys half. Like I'm good for it. Right. Like I missed payment. So they like figured it out and we got it. So that way the bill will come out on the 30th, and then we're going to switch the due date to the 15th instead of the 12th. So that way, like I'm on top of like all my shit again, but no, it's been okay. My cousin asked if I wanted to work with her. So I may be doing that on the weekends to like just stack money more. Cause there ain't anything going on.
Is it, she said that. Didn't you say she's at a golf course or something?
Yeah. So she works up there. So I'll be like a dishwasher. And I was like, I mean, that's fine. Like,
make some money, man. Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem is like, I'll be going in at like 12-ish, like 10 o'clock. And I won't be getting out of there till like almost 11. So it's just like straight working. Like I get no days off, basically.
Yeah, I feel it. But, you know, you want to make sure you're good though.
It's yeah, no, I mean, as far as money wise, like I'll be able to stack like a bunch of money, but
yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, like
mentally and like physically, like I might be just drained to like do anything. If I do go out, it'd probably be like on Fridays now.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd be like, because I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't work until like late Saturday. Yeah. I'd have time to like rest and recover and all that, but I'd be like,
you're not working today?
No. Today I got off. But like I said, like I'm broke. Your boy broke. I got a dollar to my name right now.
Yeah.
So I was gonna save gas and go drive tonight.
Oh, okay.
To just kinda like stack some money. And then tomorrow I'm headed into my cousin's place to go work over there. Oh fuck, I'm like still tired. But how are you? How are things on your end?
I'm good. I'm just trying to, I know we keep saying it, but I'm just trying to get into consistent, like, motivation for me to do stuff. I feel like, you know, being consistent is the key, as you know how that quote is, but
yeah,
that's my main thing is I can do it for spurts, but not consistent. And if I stay consistent, then things will start happening that I want to happen instead of like me doing something and then stopping for how many months and then trying to do it again. You basically have to restart because like anything you do, once you do it a lot, you get better and you get better and better. And
yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do here is just trying to get my mind towards, okay, it's about the end goal and not, well, let me take that back, where I feel like when I do something well one day, I start feeling good and I'm like, oh, I did this, I did that, and I start to be like a days ago instead of saying, no, like, you only did it one day. Keep going. And training your mind is kind of hard, you know? Brain is a very powerful tool, and it it can get you in a mindset where it's hard to get out of. You know, I've been having this mindset for almost 30 years, so I'm just trying to get out of that and see where it goes, if that makes sense.
No, I feel that. That's definitely how I've been. I mean, our last episode was like 2 months ago, and we were pretty on top of like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But then again, like school and everything was like coming around and like getting started, and we didn't know like how the school year was going to look. So
yeah,
we were dealing with all that. I was dealing with like my money issues because I was like, well, fuck, I need to find a job, you know, like I might have to do Postmates full time.
Right.
You know, cause I don't have a job and like unemployment's not paying me. So like, it was a bunch of like different shit. And like, that can definitely fuck up your motivation to do stuff. You know, and I was explaining this to someone last night because they're like, oh, I see that you're not streaming as much anymore. And I was like, no, like I'm trying to, but I was dealing with like a bunch of personal stuff.
Right.
You know, and then like I was being discouraged while streaming. And he's like, no, like you just got to like power through it. And I was like, but that doesn't work. Like motivation works differently for different people. And you got to find like what works for you.
Oh, for sure.
You know. Like it's, if I put it to like working out, like some people work out great by themselves. Some people work out great at home. You know, some people work out great in the gym. Some mm-hmm. people work out great with other people with them. Some people work great with like a class. Like everyone's different
that is
in that sense, you know? So it's like what works for you, like, isn't going to work for me. And especially like when you're older and you understand that, you know, and then someone's trying to explain to you like, yeah, yeah, this works for me. You should totally do that. Like, no, but that doesn't work. Like I found what works for me. I know what works for me. You know, the problem is like I have to reset myself to get back to that point.
Yeah.
You know. And that's how I felt, like, especially when it comes to streaming. So like now I'm like, okay, cool. Like I know what I want to do. Like I know my next goal. I know what I want to hit. I know what's gonna like motivate me to do that.
Right.
You know, and I found my small group of people that are gonna help me on that. Like that's what we always go back to is like our group of friends who have always been like there, you know, to kind of push us up, you know, regardless of what situation, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it was my situation or, you know, Taj's situation, you know, we've always been supportive and we've always been there as long as we've been in like the right, you know, if, like we fucked up, like everybody in our group will call each other out and like say like, no, oh, you absolutely. Fucked up. And it isn't one of those like, nah, man, it's cool. You'll get it next time. It's like, no, you fucked up. Like, just admit it. Just admit it you fucked up. We can move on. So, like, but that's what I really appreciate.
You. We're like, you fucked up, own it, and, like, get back to it. You know, we're not like, you fucked up. Like, I can't believe you did that. You know, because that's the difference. Like, I'm not going to bring her up and shame her, but your ex-girl would do that all the time. You're like, you fucked up. Oh, I can't God. Believe you did that. And that will make you feel worse instead of saying, yeah, you fucked up. Like, just keep going, man. You just gotta learn from it and go from there. See how two different,
right?
How that sounds? Like you fucked up. Oh, you suck or something like that. Compared to, oh, you fucked up. But let's get online and figure out how to overcome this. You know,
right? I mean, we're definitely like more mature in that sense, where we know how to like go about saying it with each other.
Yeah.
You know, I know definitely like when we work with kids, like we're in that mindset, like, yeah, you messed up. All right. No, you're in trouble. All right. What are we going to do better? Right. Tell me what we could do better, you know? And like, we're not like that with each other. We're more like, yeah, you fucked up, you know? Cool. What's the next plan? You tell me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm here to support you, but you got to tell me. And if that plan doesn't make sense, you know, I'm going to offer some advice, but this is something you have to go through yourself, you know? And that's what, like, what I appreciate about like our group and like our motivation and everything else based off that, because everyone in the group is always doing something that like, I'm like, fuck, man, I need to catch up to them. Like I'm falling behind, you know? And that's what's like motivating me to like do it, because I know I said this before, but like I have a very like sports type mind, you know, where like I want to be like better than like the next person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't even think of the name on that. Where like if I'm on the court, if I'm on the field, like whatever it is, I look at like the best person. I'm like, I'm going to be better than them. I'm going to do everything I can to either shut them down or be better than them.
Right.
You know? And that's how I feel, like, moving into this. Like, I know, like, Ahmed's like, God, Ahmed pisses me off so much. Like, the shit he says and do. You know? But I'm like...
You got to be honest. Like, he proves us... You know, he proves himself right
sometimes. He can back himself on it. Look at him,
you say...
Yeah,
he actually did that, you know,
like he backs himself on his talk and yeah. Like he knows it, like he's cocky, you know, he's cocky a lot of the times, but he knows that like he can back up a lot of his stuff. No, some of the absolutely. Stuff I'm like, bro, you got lucky on that, there's no way, like come on, that's a one in a million. He's like, but I did it. I'm like, fuck, I know you did it, but like come on, like admit that was luck. He's like, no, that's all skill. All right whatever. And so like shit like that, like I hate it so much because like it irks me, because that's like one of my pet peeves when I play. It's because I'm not a shit talker. I'm the one that like sits back and lets my work do like the talking for me. But it definitely motivates me up to a certain degree, and I'm like, fuck. And then so like even now, like as far as like working and like other stuff, I look at him and I go, fuck man, I gotta catch up. Like I can't be left behind.
He's a great motivator, and I feel like it's not like he's trying to motivate you, but just looking from him from a far view, even in high school, I would see him. He was getting multiple girls in high school. You know, they weren't always the best looking, but the fact he was just getting any girl, like he was getting girls, and he wasn't afraid to talk to him. Whether me, I was afraid to talk to him. And
right, just being, like the talking aspect.
Yeah, and him being so confident in himself, I aspire for that, you know, because sometimes I'm not confident in myself. But it seems like he's always confident in himself. He never doubts himself, which is one of the keys to being successful. I mean, you look at him, he keeps on striving, you know, he goes through stuff, but I've never seen him be like, damn, you know, I don't believe in myself. He definitely
has his own method to doing it, and yeah. He obviously goes through stuff. Like everyone has to go through.
Well,
stuff,
yeah, that's no matter what I'm how saying, much
you
hide but... it.
But he's very good about redirecting that into like a positive thing.
Absolutely,
like, he knows yeah. that he's like I fucked up here. Like cool, I'm gonna just you know do this, and it's right. fine because he's got like a plan for other stuff to back him up, and like. Definitely, like, watching him over time, like, I've tried to explain to kids, like, yeah, like, you can be successful and do stuff, like, you know, even, like, the boys that, like, I was coaching basketball with, like, part of the year.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a guy that's, like, you know, 5-something, right? There's like, what is he, like, 5'10", 5'11"?
Yeah, he's, like, 5'10", 5'11".
And I was like, but he plays against someone that's, like, 6'7". You know, and he can keep up with him. And they're like, what? That's not a thing. And I'm like, it is a thing. Like, your height doesn't determine, oh, you know, sure. like, your skill. Like, your age doesn't determine your skill. You know, it's how you play the game. It's how you do stuff. It's how you have a plan. Like, he puts in the practice and the work, and he's able to, like, you know, keep up with this person. I go, I can keep up with, you know, people taller than me when I'm running. They go, no, you can't. I go, yes, I can, because I've trained. I know how to, like, do stuff, right. You know? Like academic wise, like I can beat people that are older than me, and they're like, well, it's because they're old. And I was like, I can beat people that are younger than me. I was like, but it's the same thing, like younger people can beat me.
Yeah,
I go, there's gymnasts out there, there's track runners out there that are like 21, 22 can run faster than me. And they're like, what? How is that possible? I was like, because they train, that's what they work on, they work on their craft. And they're like, what about you? And I was like, I'm not training for that. I was like, I'm training to make sure you guys are better. I was like, but you have to train. You have to know what you're training for. You have to know, like, again, it goes back to the motivation. Like, you have to know that thing that's, like, going to push you, you know, more than just, like, something else. You know, like, a motivational speaker can only do so much. You know, you have to find something that's going to, like, push you to do more. Like, even if it's doing, like, the little things every day, you know, it's like a painting. You right. know, even if you just do the background on the painting, you're already one step ahead of thousands of people that didn't even touch the canvas yet.
Right. That's
and so, cool. like, you have to find, like, the little stuff. And, like, if you use that as motivation, like, look, I already painted one part. Cool, let me paint another part. Cool, let me paint another part. You know, pretty soon you have a whole picture coming through, you know. And then now, like, at that point, you're over tens of thousands of other people that didn't even touch the canvas yet, you know, and you're already like part of a picture done. So like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you got to find the motivation that works for you.
No, for sure. That is real. Just to piggyback off that, I had a question. So I feel like a mindset, well, let me just tell you where this stems back from. So my girl, you know how you can sense when someone is like either extra distant or just not themselves a little bit?
Yeah, especially if you've been with someone for like so long or like around someone. So, you know, you can spot like those little subtle things.
Yeah. I since she's been a little distant, it's not like, ooh, like she doesn't want to talk to me, but it stems back. And I had to trick her basically on saying it because girls do not want to express themselves. So we were doing question games. I did the question games. And this was my intention from the jump. It was just like, just to see what her head is at. And I got to the question of like, what's one thing that you hate that I do in a relationship? And she basically told me that I'm unmotivated sometimes, and she called me lazy, which I've heard before, which resonated with me. But before all that happened, I was thinking in my head too, like, how can I get in line and start doing shit? But after that, especially, I said, oh my god, that is totally true. I get lazy and I get unmotivated, which can affect people around you, you know?
And, yeah, it affects a lot.
Yeah. So my question is, do you think when you grew up, probably not having those people to look up to, or that people in your circle who was striving? Let's say, for example, we were all friends with Drake or something like that. And you see him grinding, making music. Do you think that would affect us in a point where we're like, fuck, I need to start doing this every day, you know, compared to, I love our group. But I feel like we do sometimes, like, we have those spurts where we're all doing what we need to do. And then we have those spurts like, nah, I think I'm good today, you know, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Going back, so like even back to like high school, you have your group of friends, you know, and you get comfortable with your group of friends, you know, and then as you get older, you realize that, you know, maybe I need to like strive for more. And that's like what happens with a lot of friends.
Right.
Out of high school, and like that's what like a lot of the talk is, like, your friends from high school aren't doing shit, like, why are you still like friends with them? It's like, okay, you could be friends with them, but that doesn't mean you have to be close friends with them.
No, for sure.
You know, like, you don't have to be in that same circle. And it's the same with like this, where, you know, I found you guys, and you guys are already at a spot where I'm like, fuck, I have to catch up. You know, and I was able to like make those strides. You know, I feel like that's also what kind of like pushed me more to be like a director, was because I was like, I need to like move up faster. I need to do something that's gonna like kind of give me like the edge, you know?
Yeah.
Or keep me on a level playing field with these guys. And so like, as someone that's like an outside person of the group, you know, that like made his way in somehow, which I still don't know how that happened.
We say that all the time.
I know. I'm like,
how? You see how many people I'm come here. By too? Like, we'll always have those random people.
Bro, like so many people.
For like a month, and then we'll stop talking to them.
Yeah. And it's like I said, it's weird. Like, to know that I'm in the group chat, and it's like,
that's
yeah,
why I'm
like,
saying,
I made it.
It's like fake for you to be with us. Like,
and so, like, so that's what I use as like motivation to like move up. And I think it's the same where, like, if I was friends with Drake in the beginning, right? And I saw him making music, you know, and music wasn't my thing, I would definitely find something that would help me put me on par. I think I would have worked on photography more. I would have worked on editing more. I would have done something to still be part of the mix.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if we had someone to lead by example, like if we are consistent saying, oh, I'm going to keep striving, and we're seeing results. If, like you just said earlier, you're very competitive. So if you see me or someone else in the group striving and you see the progress we're, you know, going through, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I need to start doing this consistent, you know, and worrying about, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, so I can try to be on the same level or keep striving with that person, you know?
Right. And like, so for me in that sense, I view it as like, sometimes people take a step away from like the friends. Like I didn't really hang out with any, I haven't hung out with anyone in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
One, because of like a money issue, but two, it's because I wanted to focus. Like last Saturday, I was literally streaming like for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. I was talking to like different people in chat. I was like playing the same game, you know, because I was focusing on like trying to get affiliate for Twitch.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like able to get subs and like do badges and everything and build like my Twitch thing. And so I was looking at it as like, bro, I'm going to build this and this is going to be another tool in my arsenal, you know, to say like, yeah, I'm grinding. Like, you know, so if there's every day I'm like, yo, like I can't hang out today, I got to stream, like for everyone else, it's going to be like, okay, cool. I'm like, the new people are going to be like, what the fuck? What? Like stream video games? Like, yeah, he does that. Like he gets, you know, he makes work out of that. Like that's his job also, you know, that's where I wanted to get at, you know? And so like everyone does their own thing. Like with you, when you were doing, like when you started like modeling, like you were gone for like, you know, some time because you were like, you were handling that stuff and you were getting that stuff down, you know? Mm-hmm. And so everyone's got like their own little things that sometimes they step away from the group and they go and work on, you know? So it doesn't necessarily mean that like we're all like, I don't want to say lazy, you know, or like complacent, but there's times where like we're all working on stuff, and there's also times where we're like, yeah, we just need to take a break, we just need to reset, we need to check in with everyone, and like we need to figure stuff out. That's why I feel like this group is, because we don't necessarily take breaks, you know? I think we kind of come together and we kind of say it like reset our things, like, all right, maybe this isn't it. Like maybe let's reset.
Yeah.
I mean, cause there was times when you guys were all shooting like videos, your skits, you
That's
and Todd.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
But I mean, like things come up and sometimes like you guys sit down and talk, like Taj hit me up and said, like, I want to shoot a music video with you shooting it. I'm like, cool. Let me know when, you know, I don't know if he's working on it. I don't know if, you know, he put it on the back burner or like what, you know, but it's something like, okay, cool. Like I need to look up more things for like a video stuff for, cause he might say like, cool, I'm ready. Are you ready? I might go, oh shit, I didn't like prepare for any of this.
Right.
Like I'm still like looking for stuff to do. I'm still looking for like cool things to do. That's why like, when I say like, let's go shoot pictures, like I try different things sometimes, you know, it's not always the same pictures that we're taking every single time, because that would be boring. You know, I try to do different things. Like, especially when I took the pictures for you and your girl, I was like, yeah, like sit down right here, do this, do that. Like different pictures will like come out with different things and like different styles.
Sure.
You know, we always send each other like videos of like, oh yeah, try this picture, try that. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen that. I don't really like that style. I've seen this. This is really cool. I want to try that. Like, there's different things.
Yeah, I was just saying, we all have the talent. But, you know, sometimes we just got to keep striving and work for it. Because some people don't have that talent. Like, you have the photo talent. Like, you can take pictures. And imagine if you had all the resources and had... and you were just getting better every single day, you know, you'll strive for sure. And
right.
I feel like all of us have that talent. It's just, and I'm gonna be honest, it's like a cycle where we do, okay, we're going to do this shit. We do it. And then I feel like, at least for me, I get that gratification, that little small one, where you're like, damn, I've been doing this for a little bit. I'm going to stop. And then you stop for multiple months. Now you got to go back and refresh and train your mind again to be, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that to get that better resonation with everything and trying to strive, basically. I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about. I'm just trying to.
I mean, definitely with you, I felt that way in the beginning. I'd be like, oh, let's do this, do that. And you're like, yeah, yeah, we'll do it. And then, like, the day would come, you're like, I'm really tired this morning. I'm not feeling
no,
it.
No, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, bro, come on. Like, we talked about this, you know. And, like, little by little, you, like, started to pick it up. And you're like, no, like, I need to start moving. I need to start doing this. Come on. And then there'd be a couple times like, yo, come on. Are you ready? And I'd be like, look, I'm slowly good. Like, come on. We said this. I'm like, fuck, all right.
Yeah.
But God damn it. The one time, like, I'm not ready. He's ready. Of course he chews me out. All right, I'm going. You know, and so, like, everyone gets like that. Everyone gets in their moves. Everyone gets in, like, their ruts. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I'm sure Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, all of them, like, got in their ruts of things, you know.
But they're like, also doing something just, right, because
yeah, but like they know how to bounce back from that. They know how to like continue to like push from that.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, they've done it more times than we have.
Yeah.
You know, so like people go, "Oh yeah, he just does it cuz he's a millionaire." Like they didn't start off as millionaires.
Yeah, that's an obvious. Right? That's an obvious thing. You know.
Like Jeff Bezos got like a loan from people and like help from it, but he didn't start off a millionaire.
Right.
Like Gary Vee started YouTube videos with wine.
Right.
You know, and like a lot of people don't know that. Like, they're like, what's he doing? Like, his business is wine. Like, that's like one of his main businesses. It's like doing wine. Now he has his own vineyard. Like, a vineyard. That's fucking like outstanding in itself. You know, like I have a friend that has been doing insurance for like 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like still doing it. She's like, yeah, I wake up like 7 a.m. Like, I always chat with her. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm like, bro, you're going to start a podcast on top of, like, having, like, your job, like, as, like, your own insurance person? Like, you have your own insurance company? Like, that's phenomenal to me in that sense, you know? Like, because you put your head down and grind it. Like, people that went to nursing and actually did it, you know, like, that's their thing. I'm like, yeah, like, that's dope. Like, you found your thing that you want to do, you know? For me, like, yeah, I still want to do photography, you know? But, like, now I'm like, I kind of want to do streaming again. Like, I kind of, like, want to play video games. So, like, people and chat with people and talk with them that way. Like, have game nights with everyone else, like, sitting down, like, all of us playing a game,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then, like, everyone in the chat's going crazy because, like, something crazy happened in the game and that, like, turned everything around. Like, I want stuff like that because I think, you know, our group is a good group to, like, kind of chat with, you know, and, like, experience things with. Like, every time we've gone out and done stuff, you know, we've always been, like, the center focal point of, like, something going on.
Oh, for
sure. You know, and anytime something crazy happens, like, we've always talked about it for, like, years on end, you know, because, like, that's what I think of. And so, like, that's what I'm planning for, like, the future. And I got friends in, like, you know, that gaming part that are like, yeah, like, we'll help you, like, get to this. We'll help you get to this, you know. And I'm like, cool. Like, I appreciate that. They don't have to do that, you know, but it's like, it's the fact that they know that you're grinding towards it and they see something that, you know, that you see also. And right. It's the same with us. Like when we work on our stuff, like everyone, like you guys all saw like, yeah, Jorge, that's like an eye for photography. He's been taking the pictures. Like I look at the shit I was taking before to the shit I was taking now. I'm like, bro, I would not take that picture. Why would you guys post that picture? That's a horrible picture, you know, but it's like, it got better over the years. Like the angles got better. The camera quality got better. You know, the backgrounds, you know, the candid shots got better, you know, like I learned over time. And so like, it just takes time to work on it, you know? So like I said, like even days where like, it doesn't look like we're doing anything, like we're still working in some ways, shape or form. Like you're still studying how to do stuff. Like Taj is still like watching films and like other stuff. Like, and he might be soaking in that information, you know, Medi's doing Medi things, right? God, I can never know what that guy's thinking half the time. And he's like, I'm working on this. I'm like, bro, wait, since when? You know, but it's like everyone's got like their own thing that they're working on. Yeah. And like we always send each other like stuff throughout like our private text to each other and then like the group chat, you know, and then we always talk about, oh, let's work on this, you know, like our trip to Miami, like you guys are like, we're doing Miami. Everyone kind of worked together to like get there.
That's
all. And we were all there.
If we strive for a goal, we can do it. It's just, at least for me, I know for a fact I have not worked on my dreams in a long time. You know, I get lost in the sauce, if you like, if you want to put it that way. Where I'm doing work, and then when I get home, I'm like, oh, I want to watch this. And then, of course, my girlfriend's hitting me up, so it's like, oh, now I gotta see what she was up to. And then she wants to hang out. And then instead of me putting out a time saying, okay, this time I'm going to work on my dream. If it's only an hour, so what? At least I'm working on it instead of me saying, no, I'm gonna put it off. You know, I'm going to not do it. And I saw this video, this lady, she said that the reason why you keep putting things off is because your brain and your mind is comfortable in that setting. So when your brain's like, just do it tomorrow, just do it tomorrow, it wants you to say, yeah, I'm not going to do it today, because it doesn't want to feel uncomfortable. That makes sense. And
yeah,
so
totally agree with that.
Yeah, if your brain keeps putting things off, your brain is trying to not have you go outside your comfort zone. And that's why I said the brain is very powerful. It'll make it seem like, oh, that's, you know, that's cool. You know, I'll just put it off. And how many times, you can be honest, like, how many times have you said, I'm going to just do this tomorrow, and it turns into weeks, and then it turns into months?
Oh, more times than I can even count.
Yeah, you're like, wait, I said I'll put this off tomorrow, but it's been 3 or 4 months since I've done it.
Bro, I said, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go walk my dog, like, do a hike. And that was, like, a month ago.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Fuck.
You're like, what
the like, fuck? My bad.
Like, I have my green screen in my house. I have not used this shit in, like, 3 or 4 months. And I'm like, wait, I have not. That's crazy. And it's a pandemic. There's not too much to do, you know?
I mean, I got my Yeti microphone,
yeah,
you know, that I bought at the beginning, and I only used it, like, 4 times. And I'm like, bro, that's like almost like a $300 microphone.
That's what I'm saying.
Touch that shit? Like, yeah. Come on.
It's just like crazy. And then I don't know who said it. I think Gary Vee said it, where there's 24 hours in a day. You go to work. Let's say you go to work for 8 hours. At least for me, it takes an hour there and an hour back to get back to my house, because I ride the light rail. So that's 10 yeah. hours. Okay. Let's say you get 8 hours of sleep. That's 18. Okay. So I basically have 6 hours to do other stuff. And I need to start recognizing that, because you just get lost in time and you're just like, put things off. But when I put it that way, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, there's 6 hours right. to free time of doing shit. Like, there's something you can do in those 6 hours, you know? If you eat, you can take one. That's 5 hours still, you know? Something, like, there's no excuse, at least for me, that's what I'm starting to realize, is like, there's no excuse. There's enough time for you to do something about your dreams or everything like that, because we've talked about this before. I don't want to live with the fucking regret.
The what if.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, we're getting to that point, you know, because we're about to hit the 30s. Well, I'm about to hit the 30s.
I was like, what do you mean we? I'm already there. Well,
we're
bro, I'm about to be on 40 at this point.
We're close to proximity.
Do you see the gray hairs coming yeah. in?
Like, that's fuck. What I'm saying. And we're getting to that point where if you don't do something, you're going to start getting into that what if, or if I did this, I should have just did this game, and then it eats you alive for the rest of your life, because you have that
yeah. on. But I mean, it also, but you also have to look at it as like the goals that you set, like when did you set those goals for yourself, like for your overall goal? Yeah. And like, do those need to be revised? Do you need to change them? Do you have a different interest? Because my goals, like when I was like, think of it this way. When you started off, right? For me, I was like, I want to be a police officer.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a police officer now. Like, that's yeah. not my thing, you know? And then I was like, I want to be an archaeologist, you know, because of Indiana Jones. And then I fucking saw Jurassic Park and I was like, I want to be a paleontologist, you know, and then like I saw like space and I was like, I want to be an astronaut. Like it kept changing over and over and over throughout the years, you know. And in high school, I was like, I want to do video games. And then I got older and I was like, no, I want to do film. And now it's like, oh, maybe I can stream video games. Maybe I could do photography. And, like, that's kind of where I'm at now. So like it changes like every single step, you know. And so like what you set a goal for yourself last year, you know, like it probably isn't the same goal that you have now. Like it might be, and that's fine, you know, but you might have like something else that you want to add on to that.
Yeah.
You know, and like the more you pursue that thing, the more you look into it, the more you find like community. And the more like you find the other stuff. So for me, I was like, oh, I just want to be a streamer. I just put on a game and stream. And then I realized I have to network. I have to like communicate with other streamers and other people and like community.
Right.
You know, so I started like dipping into other communities and like talking with them. Like if I show you like all the stuff I do for video games, like you guys are going to go, holy shit, it goes that deep. And I'm like, yeah, it goes deeper than that. Like way deeper than you thought it was.
It takes, you know, anything. It takes time and commitment.
Yeah, and so, like, that's, like, what I mean. Like, you shouldn't feel discouraged because, like, you're not doing stuff. Like, sometimes it might just be simple as, like, I need to reevaluate my goals. I need to take a step back and, like, look at this, you know?
Yeah, I'm not discouraged.
And I need to, like, think about, like...
Yeah, I'm not discouraged. It's just, like, realizing it's a pattern, you know? It's, like, I have this dream, but I'm not... working towards it. It's like me being at the starting line and knowing where the finish line is, but if I don't move, what's the point of having that dream? And I get what you're saying, like goals and dreams change, but if your goals and dreams change and you don't still strive to try to do something about it to see, oh, if I actually like doing this or I actually want to do this, then you're going to be lost in translation. You're just going
to
just be like...
Yeah, but you also need to look at, like, if this way is, like, boring to me now, like, maybe I need to find a new way to do it. Maybe I need to reach out to someone else and do something else. Like, if you know the end is, like, if you know the start is at one end of the city and the end is at another city, you know, and your only method is walking, maybe you need to look in, like, taking a car. Maybe you need to look at, like, taking a bus,
yeah,
a bike, a scooter. You know, even rollerblades, like something different to get to your next point, you know? And so like, if that's all you know, like maybe you need to dip more into like your goal of whatever that is and like find someone to kind of mentor you. Cause that's what I did for a lot of my stuff. You know, like when I said I started dancing and I started learning tutting, like I'd literally watch one person tut over and over and over for hours on end to learn like a couple tutting moves. And then from there, I expanded and I started talking like different dancers through Snapchat. Not through Snapchat. I'm not that famous. Through Instagram and Twitter and like talking with them. And I'm like, bro, like I'm stuck. Like I feel like I hit a point where I don't know what to do. And they're like, you just got to keep working on what you know and then expanding from there one move at a time. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And I talked to someone else and they go, instead of doing it this way, try it this way because it's a little bit easier for someone because of like the way your body is. And I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. And so like you have to like look at different ways to get to that point. Like it's not always going to be a straight line, you know. Some people get lucky with a straight line and some people have to go like roundabout, you know, just like to make a full circle just to make it back to that one point that they need to finish at. So it's not necessarily that, you know, you're feeling unmotivated. Sometimes it might just be like you did so much progress doing it one way that you need to find a new way to do something to like spark that interest in you again. Cause once you're interested in something, that's when you kind of go all into it. Like it's like that brand new, like the brand new, like movie that comes out, you know, that interests you. I'm sure you and I like look up like what's the soundtrack? Like who's on this? What's this? What's that? Like you do a bunch of research on it because that inspires you or interests you like instantly. So you need to find that spark again in whatever it is that you're looking for. And that's what I said, like you might need to reevaluate your goals, because if that goal isn't like your interest, if that's not like doing it for you anymore, like you might need to find something else either along those lines or something different completely.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I, at least for me, I know that I want to do this, and it's just me trying to get out of that habit of just being lack of
goal. Right.
And that's what I'm saying. The whole 24-hour thing is there's no excuse, and I always make excuses. With I'm just, it's just me self-evaluating. And that's what I feel like I need. And because you can't just be like, yeah, you know, it's not happening right now. It's not this, it's not that.
But I mean, other factors play into it. Because I know that, you know, you were talking about your grandma, you know, passing away. And then, like, you know, you had thoughts of, like, other things. So, like, yeah, that obviously weighs in on you, you know. I wouldn't feel too down about it, you know, but like I said, everyone's got their own form of motivation. I can't just tell you, yeah, just like get over it. You know, you'll be good. Like, it's like, it's insensitive for me to say for one, but you need to find that one thing that's like going to like spark you back into it again.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you understand, you already know like you're doing it and you already understand it. And you're admitting it. You know, that's the first step. Yeah. The second step now is just like, what is it for you that's going to, like, push you to go do that again?
No, for sure. That's, you know, what I told you. I've been thinking on how to get to that point where it's a constant motivation, that one thing that constantly motivates me, and I'm going at it every single day, you know. And like I said, it doesn't have to be 10 hours a day, but at least if you're working at it each day, you're going to get better. Wouldn't you agree? Like,
yeah.
You're going to get better. It's inevitable. You're going to get better. And
statistically, you should get better.
Because you're going to learn.
Not everyone gets better, but
work.
Yeah.
Is it, oh, this doesn't work here. This doesn't work here. I just need to do this. I just need to do this. I need to simplify. I need to go harder at this part. It's just real, you know. But,
yep.
And another thing I realized too is, Corey's like parents are very go-getters and out there. So they always are going at their kids saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. Her mom is like, just like that. Just, you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to go here, you need to go here. And it shows in Tori that she works really hard at her job. And I work hard too. But I look at her, I'm like, you're working 12 hours freaking a day, you know, going hard. I don't know if I can really do that right now. You know, it's just a mindset.
Yeah, but it's like what I've always talked about, you know, like, bro, I said this to you, like, the first time we started working together,
yeah.
You know, and I said, work smart, not harder.
No, for sure. That's
you know, it doesn't matter, like, they can work 12-hour shifts, you know, and they can get their shit done, and that's fine. Like, that might work for them, you know, but for me, I'm a lazy ass person. I'll be the first one to admit that. Like, out of our group of friends, I think I'm the laziest, honestly. Like, and I bet money on that because of like how much I try to find easy ways to do stuff, you know, but that I have different ways of like doing things. And for me, like, I'll still get stuff done and people go, how the fuck did you find time to do this? And I'm like, yeah, like I did this and then did this and like I found an easy way. And they're like, what, how? That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, look, it's done, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, but all right, like I still work hard and I still like do stuff, you know, and I complain every step of the way, but you know what works for me doesn't work for another person.
Oh, for sure.
Like if Tori saw like my work habits, she'd be like, what the fuck, I can't do that, like just get this done. And for me, I'm like, yeah, we got time, like just do this and then do this and then do this and then it's done. Like, all right, cool. Like, at least I'm taking breaks in between the time. Like, there's different ways to do stuff. And everyone, like we said in the beginning, like everyone's got their own motivational, right, like ways of doing stuff and like stuff that motivates them to do stuff, you know?
Yes.
Like, I'm very proactive. So that way stuff doesn't happen. You know, like for me, I'm like, I'm gonna cut my lawn like the week before this party and my lawn should be good. Yeah. And then after the party, like, I'll probably need to cut it again. People are like, I need to cut it today. And I was like, all right, but now, like, you got to worry about grass stains and a bunch of other shit. And, like, that's too much work. And, like, and so people look at it and, like, oh, you're just being lazy. I was like, no, I'm not being lazy. I'm just being smarter about it because I cut it last week. So now this week, like, everything's already settled, you know, like, everything's cleaned up and you don't have to worry about anything because it's already, like, kind of done. So, yeah, it's fine. So, like, there's just other ways to like go about doing stuff and other ways to see
know,
and like, and it's like the same thing with like I said about Ahmed, you know, like how he grinds so hard and like gets stuff done, and I look at it and I go, okay, cool, like, he's doing this, he's doing that. Like, I still have my other ways of, like, doing stuff. Like, if we're talking about, like, competitive stuff, you know, I'm like, I play softball once a week competitively, like, in a league with other stuff. So, like, I know my skill level is at a certain point, you know. And if he were to hop on the diamond, he's like, I'm better than you. I'm like, no, I put in the work. It doesn't look like I put in the work. And I only did it, like, you know, I'm not exercising every day, you know, but I do play game situations with this. So, like, that's stuck in my head. Like, yeah, I'm going to know how to do this because I've done it so many times in, like, real situations. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know how to do this. Like, there's different ways to, like, look at it, and there's different ways to see it, you know. Like I said, as someone that's lazy, like, I try to find stuff that are similar and find stuff that, like, I know I can relate to that, you know, which makes it easier for me, so I'm not stressing as much as, like, me not putting in the hours in as someone else, you know. Obviously, if I want to get better at it, I have to put more hours in, you know, but I'm not at the point where I'm, like, too comfortable, but I'm not super uncomfortable at the same time, yeah, you know.
I got you. No, that's real. Big Sean said the same shit. Work smarter, not harder. Yeah, you just got to figure out your niche and say, okay, this works for me. And I'm going to do it this way and live with the results. So that is real. Yeah.
I mean, it goes the same with, like, math and, like, everything else, you know. Like, someone wrote on Facebook one time, like, here's a problem, show me how you break it down in your head. And, like, I was looking at other people, and I was like, that's a stupid way of doing it. That's a stupid way of doing it. And I was like, but they add a lot faster than I do, so I really can't complain. Right. They look at me, and they go, what the fuck? Where'd you come up with this? And I was like, look, it works, doesn't it? They go, yeah, but how, is that how you do math in your head? I'm like, yeah, that's how it works in my head. Like, it just, it is what it is, you know, but I've done it so many times, so that's what works for me, you know. It makes it easier for my head, and it makes it, like, things simpler, and it's already done. I was like, what you're doing over there, that's too much. I know. My brain's going to be like, yeah, no, I'm done with this problem. We're moving on.
No, that's real. Yeah, well, I think that all what I needed to do, all what I needed to say today.
I mean, it turned in from, like, an update thing to, like, a motivational thing.
Well, you know, that's good. Because I needed it.
I know normally we have topics, and we normally, like, try to do this, like, 2 times a month. We've been slacking. That's, like, our own fault. We have no one else to blame, really. But, I mean, it is what it is. The fact that, like, we still go back to it, and we're still pushing at it. I mean, we're almost 2 years into this. Like, I said this before, and I'll say it again. Remember when we started our podcast, there was, like, 7 other groups that were saying, like, we're going to do a podcast, and they ain't nowhere to be found. All right? They still on episode 5. What are we on now? Like, 20-something, pushing 30?
That's good.
That's an accomplishment in itself, you know? Like, that's something, like, even though we took, like, time, you know, and, like, did other stuff, like, we still came back and did a podcast. So we took an hour, like you said, Gary Vee, we took an hour out of our day and did this, you know?
Right.
If there's one thing to look back on, it'd be like,
you got something done that you wanted to do, you still have time, rather than saying, oh, let's just do it tomorrow. And then you keep thinking, oh, we should have done that. We should have done that. We should have done that.
Yeah. Legit. I told someone, I'm like, hey, I can't hop onto a game with you because I got to record this podcast. I'll be done in, like, an hour. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, well, just hit me up in an hour. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll do that. Like, I didn't lose anything. I didn't gain anything from, like, you know, not playing with them. But, you know, I did this. And, like, now when you look back at it, it's like, yeah, remember episode whatever number this is. God, I forgot. Remember that episode? Like, we could have done something else, but we did this instead. You know, and we never know, that might be the make or break it of, like, this podcast for the future. Sure.
Yeah. So
I'm thinking, like, another 2-3 years down the line, you know, when we eventually pass, like, number 100 or whatever it is, and we're like, damn, like, we had 100 episodes, like, it's 100 hours of us talking. Like, what? Right. Like, and then there's a couple episodes that are, like, they go on for, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, yeah, it's, like, a bunch of shit.
Oh, that's real.
I mean, if Joe Rogan can sign a ridiculous deal with Spotify for a podcast, there's no reason why we can't have something like that too in the future.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, and like wherever we're at in the future, you know, if you become like super successful in one thing and I become super successful in another thing, everybody's gonna be like, yeah, those two, like they're friends and they have a podcast, which is weird because they're like in different like areas, but like they've been friends for like a long time. Yeah, this is their podcast that's been going on for years, you know? Like, that's the kind of shit that, like, I look forward to. That's the kind of shit, like, I look to the future for. Where, like, I want to say, like, yeah, we've been doing this collaboratively, like, for years, you know? And, like, I always tell people that, like, they go, oh, I want to start podcasting. I'm like, cool, here's, like, here's the link I use for that. And they're like, what, really? And I go, yeah, that's what I use. Like, and they're like, how many episodes you got? And I was like, we're, like, a year and a half in. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah. They're like, why didn't you say anything? I was like, bro, I say it all the time. Not everyone's gonna listen, but yeah. And they're like, oh shit. They're like, oh shit, you're like 20 episodes.
Right.
They're like, I'll catch up. And I'm like, all right, cool. Just let me know when you're all caught up. We'll put out a new episode eventually.
That's true.
I don't know when that is, but you know.
No, it's definitely real.
Like,
but yep. Definitely, I needed this for sure. I'm glad I was able to vent a little bit.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what this area is. It's a safe space. I might call you a bitch afterwards, you know, but that's fine. All right? It is what it is. You good? All right, man. Yeah, I got nothing else. You got anything else?
Good.
All right.
Oh, one more thing. Back to if we become successful and people start listening to podcasts, I'm afraid to what we used to say back in the day.
Nope. Because I said it, so this is what I said at the beginning. Shit, no. This is let me explain. All right, let me explain. And I said this, and I will stick by this. So anyone, so like, if and when we become successful, anyone that comes back and's like, "Well, you said this, and this is why we should cancel you." Yeah. Okay, whatever I said in the past,
I learned from.
That was either me being immature about it, me not understanding about it. Or that's how I felt at the time. The me now, saying this right now, has completely different views from me 90 days ago to a year ago to 10 years
that's
ago.
Real.
Okay? So whatever I said in the past, like, I'm leaving it there. Any tweet that I posted, I'm leaving it there. I'm not deleting it. Because I want people to see that you can change from how you were.
No, okay? That's real.
And so if someone goes back 5-10 years and goes, you said something kind of offensive, like, bro, that was me 10 years ago. That's not me now. I'm an advocate for a lot of people, like, and I want people to, like, just get along with each other in general, right? Obviously, I'm going to say, like, some stupid shit from now and then, and it's like, I say it because I'm angry. But, yeah, like you said, no one's perfect, you know, but I'm trying to be better than what I was, you know? So if I said something back then that offended you, like, obviously, I'm sorry. You know, but the me now doesn't feel that way. Like, my words back then doesn't carry the same weight as, like, the words I say now, right? You know? And so, like, that's what I've always said. And I know at some point, you know, like, let's say, like, 5-10 years down the line, because the internet never forgets, someone's going to pull up that tweet and they go, you said this back in 2015, blah, blah, blah. And then someone else is going to pull this exact clip up, right? And they're going to go, but they said this, so suck a dick.
No, that's real. As soon as you said it, I was like, you're right. Just let the shit happen, you know. It's the old you. How much shit have you said where I was like, or me, where I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? Why did I even say that? And then you learn from it.
But I
you
mean, but I also looked at it as this for like, so a couple years ago, I saw, I think it was like a Vox thing or like something where it's like the real like underground shit or some shit like that, right? Where people with Nazi tattoos would go in for a tattoo cover up because that's not their belief anymore. And I go, if you can forgive someone for being a Nazi, right? That's like top racist you could possibly be, right? Like it doesn't really get anything past that. If you can forgive someone for being a Nazi and making changes in their life to be a better person, all right, I think you can forgive anything that I say.
Right.
Right? Like, if someone was like, you know what, I apologize for being a Nazi. I want to change. I want to learn. I want to do stuff. Like, no one has ever said, no, fuck you, we're done with you. No, like, they have all tried to help that person, you know, be a better person. Like, so it doesn't make sense. Like, obviously, if he killed someone, like, out of racial things, like, you probably shouldn't, you know. But if they did it, and if all they said was, like, a couple words here and there, you know, and, like, that's it, and not harmed anyone physically, like, you can forgive them for that. So anything that I've said and done, and I think the same applies to you too, and anyone else in our group, or anyone else in general, like, if they've shown changes to be a better person, I think you can forgive them for that past stuff. If they physically harm someone, I think that's up to debate for, you know, whatever that situation is. You know, if they've done something, like, catastrophically wrong, you know, like, yeah, I think we can, like, determine those people as different. But I think if all you said was words and posted a few things, but you've made active changes to be a better person, and everything that you say now reflects you, or reflects, like, a better version of you than it was in the past, right? Like, I think we could forgive ourselves for, like, stuff like
that. That's true.
You know, and I think other people can do that too. So it doesn't, so I always thought that, like, whole thing was stupid. People, like, deleting tweets, like, no, show you, like, how you were. Like, that's you. You can't change who you are, you know, in the past, but you can change who you are now. So just do that.
Nope, that works. That's real.
So if you're trying to, so Karen, with your raggedy bitch, if you try to pull up some shit that I said in the past that you thought was racist, all right, eat a dick.
Stupid.
I said what I said.
Said already.
So why come here? Already. I'm joking. Please come back. yeah, so I got nothing else.
Me either. We good. Cool.
So next time on Dragon Ball Z, all right, the spirit bomb will be done. We'll finally defeat him. We still need you to send out your energy, so stick your hands up in the air. Don't wave them like you just don't care, because we obviously care that you do, you know, and then just scream as loud as you can. And keep doing that until we drop the next episode. You, and if you don't, I'm going to know.
iOS?
Did
you do some shit?
I did some of it, and I was like, I'm pretty cool. I'm too lazy now. So
I put...
I got
it's really helped me too.
Yeah, we'll have to show each other like what
it's
it looks
like. I just put like Naruto theme. I have fucking Naruto on one page, and then Sasuke, and then Itachi. It's really dope. And then I just have quotes, so I can have a constant reminder of like motivational quotes and shit. So it's pretty cool to get into it.
Right. No, I was doing ones where like I was gonna take like pictures of like my dog, and then like pertain it to whatever it is. So there's one where it's like my dog and I looking in the fridge, that picture, and like it's a longer picture than like what I posted, and I was like putting a bunch of different stuff there that are like related to that. There's another one with like him playing with a ball, and I was gonna put like all my games on that page, you know, and so like little stuff like that. But yeah, we'll show each other when we each other. Sure. It'll be dope. Everyone else, stay good, stay safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands, don't call your ex.
You are stupid. Yeah.
All that.
I hope I don't have to worry about that.
Wait, it's good advice.
Yeah. That's real. All right.